Medical professionals at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse are urging the state assembly to pass legislation that would require skiers and snowboarders under the age of 14 to wear helmets. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, experts say injuries on the slopes can be more severe than accidents on bicycles.
Upstate Pediatric Trauma Medical Director Kim Wallenstein says every year the trauma center sees about 10 to 20 children admitted following an accident from snow sports, and many more are seen as outpatients for things like concussions.
From the head injury standpoint, it can be anything from minor cuts to skull fractures to bleeding within the brain and within the head, which are the more severe injuries, and they can even lead to death.
That's why Wallenstein says it is critically important to require helmets for young skiers with developing brains.
The helmets will not prevent every injury from happening, and they won't even prevent necessarily severe injuries or death from happening, but they're the best way to reduce the severity or prevent injuries from happening with these high-speed sports.
Ski helmets can withstand multiple impacts, but can cost almost twice as much as bike helmets. Upstate coordinators have been traveling to schools offering helmets at cost to students. The state Senate passed legislation in January, but two competing bills in the assembly differed on who would be responsible for enforcing the helmet requirement, local police or ski resorts. The issue could be taken up again after the budget is passed at the end of the month. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.